Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Hot Talk Radio. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And today is Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. Think about those three words. Wet, Wild, and Wanting. Because you want, you get wild. And because you get wet, oh my goodness, you know what happens after that? Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. And today's topic is what gets you in the mood, what keeps you in the mood, what brings you to your apogee. And apogee is the French term for climax. And those of you all who know me, know that my clothing line is called Applejay. My motto is reaching your peak in fashion. The highest, most forceful in the series from the beginning until the end. So basically, you know now what my clothing line is all about. Getting you there. One way or another. So now, I want to start by wishing Fred Arnold happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, one of my Facebook friends. We got Sean in the building.
Hello, everyone in Hot Talk Radio Land.
We got Polo in the building.
What's happening? Rich Stars L Fam in the building.
You know the BCK will be in the building. The professor will be in the building. Fat and China Doll. We're going to send up our prayers for Ki Woo. She's having some family issues right now, and we're going to wish her the best. But she is here in spirit. And I'm Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Crazy as hell, and I'm sure all y'all can tell. Tonight, we're going to find out what gets the ATL in the mood.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
What?
Wow.
And wanting.
And wanting.
Wednesday. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, everyone.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. We're going to open up. I have a gentleman by the name of a poetic gentleman that wants to talk to you all. And we're going to find out what gets him in the mood. And then we're going to see what he's going to spit before we get into some of this seductive music. Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes. Hot Talk Radio, is this a poetic gentleman?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good, doing good. I got a gift for you guys. You know, I wrote a poem the day I was at work. I wrote something just for your show, so it ain't ever been performed before or nothing.
Well, you know today is wet, wild, and wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start wanting, you get wild. And once you get wild, you get wet. And we all know what happens after that. So I want to know what gets you in the mood.
Certain type of music. Sometimes it's the way a girl carries herself, the way she walks, the sound of somebody's voice. And, I mean, I'm in the mood all the time when I wake up in the morning.
Wow. Well, what keeps you in the mood? What keeps you in the mood?
What does what?
What keeps you in the mood? You told me what gets you there. But what keeps you there?
Oh, if it's good. If the person has creativity, if they like to do different positions, different days. And, you know, it's all about the chemistry of the woman and me. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps me in the mood. It's the attraction. As long as that stays fresh and stays strong, then that's pretty much what keeps me in the mood.
Okay. Now, what actually brings you to your apogee?
Wow. What brings me to my apogee? I would definitely have to say, I'm just going to get raw. I mean, I'm saying, like, when I'm getting
hot. Well, this is Hot Talk Radio, baby. Anything goes.
All right, everything goes. When I'm getting hot, right, like when somebody's giving me head and they're making that sound like that, that does it. It's either that or when they over me and they squatting in, like, the hind catcher position and they just coming all the way down on my stuff and all the way up, the same way I do them when I throw their legs on my shoulders and drop all 185 into them. That gets me high. Just watching that shit turns me on.
Wow. Okay. So, from my understanding, you call yourself the poetic gentleman, which means you must write poetry, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you have some poems or some, you know, something that you could tell me with rhyming words? To tell me about what it is that gets you there, keeps you there, and make you apogee. Coming to a store near you very soon.
Oh, yeah, I got something for you.
Well, let me hear what you got. Let me hear what you got, because, I mean, you know, you sounded good a few minutes ago, but I need to know what you got.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said, this poem right here, I wrote this one today for this reason. I just love pussy. I love it in all races. I love it in all generations and all that kind of stuff. So it's called Pussyitis. And that's my confession I'm making today, that I got pussyitis. And pussy, badussy. I need it, I eat it. I want it, I beat it. I like it, I stick it. I like them thick, I love them thin. I like them deep to take me within my twilight zone, my highlight zone. I like the one that have hands to hold me, console me, screw me, do me, Its eyes burned a hole through my penis so that it cannot rest. It tirelessly stands like a soldier looking up at my chest. It's like a cuisine that I can't stop eating. Every time I eat it, I thank God for bringing me into being. I don't care if it has a little hair, but I love those clean-cut pussies that keep themselves bare, those Chinese eyes that reside between those thunder thighs, the doors that lead to the corridors to the cherry. And I like them in African, Albanian, Chinese, Japanese, Old English, New English, Spanish, Northern Irish, Mian, Indonesian. I like the way they say them in all languages, when they say it in Korean and Pika and Kanicha, Masay, Amanachu, Nuff, Pussy, Kachimba, Blust, Vagna, Melika, Selika. I feel it. I feel it. F-I-L-L, F-E-E-L. I caress it. I arrest it. I make it squirt. I make it drip. I align my lips on those lips. Thank God for pussy.
Okay, we're going to come back to you after the shower. Oh! It's Hot Talk, baby. It's Hot Talk Radio, and it goes down. That was the Poetic Gentleman. Now, Poetic Gentleman, you brought it. You brung it. You rung it. I should have sung it. But look, we're going to stop there because I want to take another caller, but we want you to stay on the line because we're coming back to you because we need to know where you're going to be at and where we can get tickets because we need to meet you.
All right.
Hold 1 second, please. Hello, hello, Carla. Hot Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Tina ATL.
Hi, Tina. This is Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How
are
you doing?
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Thank you.
So what is it that you called in about? I'm sure you know it's Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. And when you want, you get wild. And when you get wild, you get wet. And the topics for today are what gets you in the mood, what keeps you in the mood, and what brings you to your apogee.
All right.
Don't be scared. This is
Hot
Talk.
So what gets you in the mood? You tell me like.
Oh, what gets me in the mood? Hell, men. Nice, dark men.
Well, I'm here. I'm here. I'm dark.
That's what gets me in the mood. That scent, that smell. They got a nice, unique personality. You know.
Oh, you can get a little nasty if you want to. A little nasty.
Oh, yeah. I like a man that, you know, carries it pretty nice down below.
Oh,
you know, a nice little size dick. You know what I'm saying?
I got that all day.
And I like him tall. And, yeah, I keep going. I'm putting myself in the mood now.
No, you go ahead and keep going because when you see his picture.
I can reach your appetite on the phone.
Once you see his picture, you're going to be like, wow, I described him.
All right, then.
That's awesome. If you visit our site, you will see his picture. We're at hottalkradio.name.com. We're on Facebook under Hot Talk Radio. Just Hot Talk Radio. And you'll find us. And you'll see his picture, and then you'll be like, wow, I described someone I didn't even know. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, those are things that get me there as far as, like, getting me there. And that's what you want to know.
And what keeps you there?
What keeps me there?
Yeah.
He keeps me there. If he can keep it hard and keep me wet, yeah, it keeps me there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to stay wet. I'm going to stay there. What brings you to your apogee?
I'm a tricky person. You have to be very gifted, and I think, very gifted and actually know what you're doing to get me there. I could be real challenging when it comes there, but once you get me there, it's hard to get me off.
So you just got to be focused and stay on one thing so you can get there.
No, I ain't got the focus. You just got to find it and get me there.
Well, it's easy to find. It's just for you to get there. It ain't nothing for me to find it.
Yeah, I hear you talking.
So did you call in tonight to do some of that seductive, slutty type of poetry?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
oh, okay. Well, let's see what you're bringing, because the first poet, a gentleman, brought it.
I want to see what you got.
All right. I'm going to do one of my famous pieces, what I'm known for, and it's entitled Addictive. And that's spelled A-D-I-C-K-T-I-V-E.
Mm.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Make me holler.
I am addictive. Yes, I'm compulsively dependent on dick. I like it, love it, crave it, want it. I need it, praise it, meditate on it, and just want to breathe on it. Its texture and facility are fascinating, you see, as I stay stubbled, unhurried, and mercifully, intuitive empathy and real enjoyment of it comes out of me. I love those mushroom tops, those five-head heads, those that neatly cut back on the neck, but not the ones that tend to hide in their own shell bed. The long straight-ups and the quarter-inch letdowns to the half-shaped moons and the Captain Hook rounds. I'm like a fiend on a first and a 15. You can come at me Mandingo style or with benefits if you're a little, meaning me. I enjoy sending it up or down. I hold it in just the right place with just the right amount of pressure and movement, rolling it like pastry between the palms of my two hands, creating a magical illusion. I take the head, gently suck the tip with my silken lips, come down on it slowly with my tongue, gliding against the shaft with teasing nips. Stopping or slowing to keep him in suspense, speeding up to control his uncontrollable climax. It's a fascinating toy. It can be quite disappointing from experiencing its main use, with this magic manipulation and the whole foreplay scene with uncapping, stiffening, and howling it, making it pulsate or ejaculate plays a major part of me getting off on my witness. The master of all minds that's all heads and all minds. I'll straddle and massage that beautiful muscle as if it were my concubine. A dickaholic, a social dickologist, a promiscuous female on the making of his dickology. Yes, I'm addictive, and I'm damn sure proud of it. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
You just.
You proud it.
Oh, you. Oh, the poor gentleman going to have to come back with something hard.
I'm hard right now.
You just don't understand.
Hot Talk Radio, everyone.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes. Hold on. We don't want you to hang up either because I know that the audience and we damn sure want to know.
Can we get another one from you?
Where you are, where will you be? We want to come support you because you represented for the ladies. Now, the gentleman did it for the men, but you showed your ass.
I'm all
yes, ma'am.
So give me a second. Let me give them something to relax to, some more, and we're coming back to you. Girlfriend,
okay.
You got to give us your information.
I definitely will.
This right here is a petty trapper.
If you up in the club, trying to get her up, so you need to tell the DJ to put this song.
Put this song on.
Let me tell you what it is, put away the kids. Time to get it up, get a cup, fill it up. Feeling on a booty, nothing on a butt. Time to get it back to the crib, beat it up. We've been spending time, wanna make you love. Let me clear my throat. I wanna make love to you. This right here's a petty trap, my petty trap in love song. Nothing but your heels on loving you. This right here, baby, make and we'll be making babies tonight. I wanna make love to you. This right here's a petty trap, my petty trap in love song. Nothing but your heels on loving you.
Talk Radio. Call, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I can't hardly hear
you. Hi.
Hi, how are you? This is Sean speaking with you. Yeah. Thank you for calling Hot Talk Radio. Are you ready for Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I am. Who am I speaking with?
Latin Lover.
Oh.
Latin Lover. Well, tonight's topic is what keeps you in the mood, what brings you to your Applejack, and what gets you in the mood. I'm backwards. I'm a little tossed up from the hot poetry that we had. But are you bringing some poetry?
I can.
Okay.
I give it to you off the dome. But I like Applejack.
Hold up. First, I wanted you to tell me what gets you in the mood.
What gets me in the mood?
Uh-huh.
Other than seeing a beautiful black body in front of me.
What gets you in the mood, baby?
That's it.
Okay, what keeps you in the mood?
What keeps me in the mood?
Yes, sir.
The tempo. If you're
and what
driving
brings
right
you to your Applejack?
Gets me to my climax, depending on how good you put it on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go for that. You got Lady Libra coming through this weekend. Sean sitting here chilling as well. Question, what kind of poetry are you going to bring about tonight?
Just something nice and tasty. Something real yummy for you.
Something tasty?
Something I'm going to want to eat.
Or just something you?
Something I'm going to want to eat.
Or something you want to eat.
Something.
Either way.
And which way you swing.
Okay. Bring it.
Bring it. So I'm going to call you my delightful dessert. Okay.
Come on now, baby.
Edible sensations, which is you, give me an uncontrollable urge and a sugary sweet tooth from which we both know comes a childbirth. Love the taste of your delightful dessert. whispers of groans in your ear. Ooh, ah, ah. As I began to slide my delightful tongue and stroke it up and down, up and down. Over your body, your luscious moans cry out and sing, ah, right there, faster, harder. I soak my tongue in your pink hole as my tongue began to go deeper and deeper inside your lust. Despite your cum squirt all over my mouth, damn, I love the taste of delightful dessert.
Okay, let me get myself together. What is it? What does Martin say? Woosa? Woosa.
Yeah.
I see you just took
it all up in there.
Yeah.
And stuck on that clip.
Ooh.
Champ.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me get my thoughts together.
Get yourself together.
Yeah, let me get myself together.
Really?
This is Chai Talk Radio. Anything goes. They are bringing it tonight.
Anything
they are
goes.
It.
That's what's up. Anything goes. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
You together?
Yeah. Can you stick with us a moment? Because we want some more information from you.
Okay.
And I just want to, you know, speak to the other callers, make sure, you know, see what's up with them. And we're going to just keep this night rolling because you know what?
It's hot.
Let's keep it rolling.
It's hot. Talk.
Let's do it.
Wet, wild, and wanting. I'm wanting.
Wet, wild.
And I'm
unlicking. All up in that pussy. We
want to make history tonight. Hold on, baby. Oh. It's Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Hello, Paul. Hot Talk Radio.
Yo.
Hi.
How's it going?
Is Lady Libra coming through your speaker?
I hear you, Lady Libra. You got a lot of stuff going on the air.
Do I? What kind of stuff I got going on the air?
Sound like some real freaky stuff. I ain't know if that was poetry or sex.
It's Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday.
Oh, all right.
I want to know what gets you in the mood, what keeps you in the mood, and what brings you to your apogee?
Well, if I was a little less educated, I would have to ask you what an apogee was. But, all right, what gets me in the mood? I would have to say a well-dressed woman. When I say well-dressed, I don't mean like just thongs and stuff like that, but her appearance. You know, as she comes to me, if she's wearing something sexy, a negligee, you know, something along those lines. Or even a woman dressed in business attire with glasses, a suit, briefcase, high heels, things like that gets me in the mood. I like scenes and settings. What keeps me in the mood, I would have to say, If she's sexually aggressive or she's into the love making and she talks to me, that keeps me in the mood. What brings me to my climax? I don't really have anything that could bring me to my climax because I learned to control that, so I can pretty much.
Oh, did you?
Excuse me?
I said, oh, did you?
Yeah, so I can pretty much climax when I want. So I don't really have anything that brings me to my climax except me. It's all mental anyway.
So, caller, are you telling me that, you like aggression in the bedroom?
Yes, I'm aggressive.
Do you like your woman to be aggressive?
Excuse me?
Do you like your woman to be aggressive?
Yeah, I like her to be aggressive, but I like her to talk to me more.
You like nasty talk, huh?
Not too aggressive though, where you hurt me. You know, I don't want like no scratches or all that. I ain't into pain. But
so
you know,
bring, Are you bringing some poetry tonight?
I don't have any poetry. All my poetry is probably would be off the topic of tonight.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, I want you to continue to listen because it's getting hot in here and heavy. And we're probably going to burn the building down. But we got Steve, the professor, online, one of our hosts. And he seems to have some things that he want to say to the ladies. So I'm going to ask you to hold, and I'm going to come back to you, if that's okay.
I'm here.
Thank you, darling. Professor.
I'm in the building.
You're in the building?
All day, every day, no things off.
You're in the building. Well, if you're in the building, what exactly is it that you want to say?
Wow. Well, well, well. You know, I'm listening in and everything. There's a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of nice poetry. And, you know, I really need gentlemen to bring some more heat, okay? You know, the ladies, they got a lot of soul. They got a lot of class. They got a lot of emotions, you know? We only tend to show ours when necessary, but you show our emotions all the time. Gentlemen, I think you should be more in touch with your feminine side, no homo. You know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, when I'm telling you what I'm telling you, all you're going to reply is, I ain't said nothing slick to an oil can, okay? When you're in touch with your feminine side, you know, tends to explore more of you. You understand? It's hard to regulate, ladies and gentlemen.
Professor, 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 the naughty professor. Now, if you think you're going to escape the question at hand, what gets you in your mood?
Say again, sweetheart.
What gets you in the mood? T.
You there?
I'm here. I want you to tell me.
Let me get my connection together. You with me?
I'm here.
You with me?
I'm here.
Okay, okay, okay. Let's go. I'm back at it. I'm back at it. Part the prefix.
Are you trying to avoid the question? I want to know what gets you in the motherfucking mood. And I want to know now. Because you seem to be avoiding the question. And providing that you are one of the hosts, I'll find your ass.
Let me explain to you what gets me in the mood, okay? You know, I'm more of a conventional guy. You know, I do the music thing. You know, it's not a problem. You know, I like to get right to it. You know, I'll take my time, but I really like to get right to it, to be honest with you. What gets me in the mood is the slightest touch. Or the slightest look. Something that just lets me know that you want me. You know? And that's all you gotta do, and I'll give you what you want. But be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it understand, okay? You know, this is let the world know out there that I sling the type of thing that your young lady should take me for, okay? But if you act now, you get it for free, okay? Bottom line, what turns me on, okay? Something nice and sexy. That just wants me to want them and wants me to give them what they need. Mm. See, I'm a hustler, okay? I'm a salesman, you know? You tell me what you want, and I'm going to give you what you need. It's a big difference, you understand? Mm. I'm going to give you what you need and not what you want. Because if I give you what you want, then you're all good. Then I can't give you what you need because you won't come back for more because it's what you want. And you might want something else. But see, here's where the punchline comes into play. Here's where the loophole comes into play. I'm going to give you what you need. And it's going to be what you want. And then you're going to need it all the time. You follow me?
No, Hammer.
You follow me? This is saying, you know, I want to give a shout out to my Uncle Orlando, Brooklyn representative, OG status, you know? It's the same. It's called TIFM. It's abbreviation. You know what it means?
What does it mean?
TIFM. TIFM. Touch it for me.
Oh, my. It's Hot Talk Radio, and damn, Somebody please turn the air on.
Get your fans out of storage. Do what you need to do. Matter of fact, keep it funky. Turn the air on and take your clothes off or walk around with your thong. Keep it classy, okay? Keep it classy and tell me where you at and I'm going to come running. Hot Hawk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Lady Weaver, you know. They call me Captain
Save-A-Hole
sometimes. You want to be saved?
I
want to
be saved.
You want to be saved? I'm not talking about the name of Jesus. Your hand and goes in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about that save like you in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Just a small ship that just came past and hopped off in the water and came to scoop you from all of the sharks and piranhas and all of that. You understand?
I understand.
It's Hot Talk Radio. You in the background here, Shauna? What's going on, baby?
Hey, baby. How you doing tonight, Professor?
I'm in the building.
I'm in the building.
Say what's up, Apollo.
Please believe me. What's going on?
Man,
how we
what's
doing?
Happening, man?
Hot Talk Radio, ladies. What is that, Apollo Baton?
You already know I'm in the building, boy. You already know. You know I'm here, man.
Let's go. We set it off last week and every other day and how we do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The answer part was all me and Paul was looking fly in front of them cameras.
Yeah.
Ask about it.
Ask about it.
I'm trying to tell you, let me calm it down because, you know, we're on the poetry thing, you know. We're trying to get right.
You know, we get to them raw and uncut.
With all this poetry over here, Polo about to get raped.
I mean, we got some five people on hall waiting to speak some more poetry. We're going to throw a little song, get everybody in the mood again, and it's going down.
I don't need to cut you off. I got one more thing to say. I'm going to set it off right now, okay? This is real talk, real spit.
On Hot Talk.
Okay. You know what else turns me on?
Huh?
Every now and then, I like to be spanked. You understand? Every now and then, you know, I need to be spanked. I've been bad. You know?
I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass.
I'm going to beat your
ass. Exactly. You know, I'm explicit and going to tell stories. You know?
I ain't going to let you do it.
Give me some good love. Your kiss was so sweet, and though you will never know, it was like
I'm going back to the girl right quick. Hold on. Hello, Hot Talk Radio. Hello. Hot Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi, were you the one that just did the poem a few moments ago?
Yes, I did.
You have more you can give us because the men are here in the studio and they want to hear a little bit more from you.
Yeah, make me hard.
Okay.
Let me introduce somebody else, one of the other hosts, so he can, so you'll know who all you're speaking to tonight.
Okay.
We got the BCK. You know, he's a superhero, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Okay.
BCK? Hello?
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 I'm still here.
Maybe?
Nah, not you. We talking about the other one.
BCK.
We love your poetry. I love it. I felt real good.
Hello?
And I was hard. Very hard.
Well, you know what? We're going to ask you to go ahead and go with your poetry because maybe he had to rush off and save somebody, providing that he's a superhero. And today is wet. Wild and wanting. Oh, I think this is him now. Is this the BCK? Because we need to be saved.
This is BCK, man. All day. I was trying to say what was happening, but fine, we got disconnected. What's good?
Everything's good. It's wet, wild, and wanting Wednesday. And it's going down in the studio. We all hot. The callers are hot. The ATL is hot. And guess what? This is Hot Talk Radio. So, BCK, introduce yourself. This is one of the Punani poets, and she just dropped it for us a few minutes ago.
Who dropped it for you? I need her to introduce herself to me. Who dropped it?
This is Miss Tina ATL. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Miss Tina ATL. This is JD, a.k.a. BCK, Black Clark Kent. You know what I'm saying? I'm saving them all. What's good?
Not much.
I want her to give you some of that poetry that she gave us earlier, because she dropped it.
Yeah,
give me some of that poetry. You know, ignite my fire. You feel what I'm saying? I need you to initiate me, get me started. You know what I'm saying?
Crank it up.
Put the kids in this. Crank it up.
All right. This one is called How Do You Want Me?
How do I want you? Oh, my God. I'm liking it already. Tell me how I want you.
All right. From my window, I peek out and stare. With my every motion, my heart starts pumping, my body begins to quiver, and my mind goes into an erotic fantasy affair. I ask you, once you're in my room, I'm your slave for tonight. How do you want me? I can stand leaning backwards on my hand and feet, put my arm around my head, tucked between my thighs so nice and neat, allowing you to take alternate strokes between my mouth and pussy. How do you want me? Throw me down across whatever. Grab my ankle in each one of your hands. Raise them above my head for your pleasure. Now, enter me with all of your weight. Penetrate and penetrate. Stroke and vibrate. Pull it out. Place with your tongue. Now rotate. With this, I can't fake, so how do you want me? Place my hands and head upon the floor. My toes point north of my legs spread east to west. You grab them as you straddle me, giving you an opening access to invade the deep south and take control. Let my legs be a remote as you bob in and out like Floyd Mayweather before another total knockout. How do you want me? Your oral intimacy, your private fantasy. Lady Liquor open-toed this precious privacy. A little S&M's, erotic bondage, flesh flavors, and spices. You want me to play your trombone as you tickle my click with a big range of mechanical devices. I'm talking furious funifications. Sex play hard, baby. Don't dare try to fight it. So, how do you want me? Oh, I'm getting heated over here. I can't even finish my own poem.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even finish. I'm pulling out a cigarette. I feel like I did a boss mine. You know what I mean?
Let her finish. I want her to finish.
Please finish.
Please finish.
don't know if she needs to finish, because there's some problems over there.
Nah, finish the poem, girl. Finish the poem. Right. Women of the world.
69, 380, 9 degree, 45 maybe. You on your back as I ride you, pinwheel or froggy style. I need you to pull it together. Give you another one.
No. This is Hot Spot Radio. Anything goes. You got to finish. Come on with it. We here.
All right. Because I'm trying to do this one from memory. So, all right. Whew. Let me give you another one.
No.
I can't remember it. I promise you I'll give you a good another one. I can't remember it.
Okay, go ahead.
I would definitely give you a great another one. It's shorter, but it's nice. It's called Enough. All right. Here we go. I want to be touched. I want to be held in your arms till my ribs start to vibrate. My chamber slowly meditates. Blood rush through my veins in barricades. Warm flesh tings, my eyes pulsates. My organic flow deflates. My gluteus maximum masturbates against your nature rising. Don't you want to discover the gold bear between my thighs and... I got munchies for your cerebrum highs. Hands over to my ankles with no falsifies. I want to feel the intensity when you explode from inside. Nothing like true lies when chocolate giant melts and dies. Re-up and re-up until we clarify that it's not enough. I want to be kissed. I want to be sucked into the vista of your lips till my soul is floating. Nothing to hold. Kitty yearning to stroke your brass trombone. These tantalizing lips teasing your tip. You lick my sucking lips and finish this song. Nipples at attention, about face. Now roll upon these voluptuous breasts. Your sweet caress, no need to impress. Time to manifest those nuts in my, it's not enough. I want to be punished. Hang me on a tree upside down, actually. Create designs on my wall. Whip me into denial. People can see. Put me across your legs. Slap my ass till I beg for more. Or whatever S and M's are on your plate. I can't wait to bring an extra date to fornicate on a ruleless game. No mistake, but it's not enough. I want to be touched, not just gently felt with a soft hand. Kissed, not just licked up like a scrumptious lollipop. Punished, not just chains and swings with no marks remains from a long black leather thing. I'm ready to dip into the depths of the infamous shadows of not wanting enough. There you go.
Now what?
All right, girl.
Hold up.
Can we get you on?
We say I'm not letting you hang up.
That's no problem.
And if K wants to know, how did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
I actually heard it through your poetic gentleman. He's a friend of mine.
Oh.
And he turned me on to the site, and he told me about what was going on. I was like, yeah, I have to get in on that one.
Because, you know, we're going to keep this up because we're hot talk for a reason. Now, you know, we know other things. We're educated. We got degrees, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're teachers. We everything. But the bottom line, we like to explore our wild side.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not ashamed of it. So, looks like the hot topics belong on Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes. You can't hang up.
I won't.
Can't hang up. Because I have a gentleman on the line who wants to speak to you.
Okay.
Caller 44552.
Good.
Are you okay, sir?
Good. Yeah,
sir,
I'm good.
Do I need to call 911?
I'm good. How are you?
We're not doing too well over here. The BC tech passed out. I mean, Polo over here drooling. Polo, is that sweat or? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! We gotta go.
Tell him no buffs on himself.
I think it's a little too late. He got the towel around his neck. Wait a minute.
I can't hear loud about it, man. For real, because I could have swept. My lady said something about stroke of mouth. That type of shit. I'm all right, I'm shut up, man.
No, hold up. We're going to let the caller speak to the young lady, but you've been on the line and you have been avoiding something. We need to know, since this is Wet, Wound, and Wanting Wednesday, what exactly is it that gets you in the mood, keeps you in the mood, and brings you to your apogee? No caller. I'm talking to, because you told me earlier, I wanted to make sure he answered the question because I want you to go back to some of your poetry as well. Go ahead, BCK.
Oh, man, BCK, I'm going to tell you, man, you know, what really turns me on, man, is I like a presentation, you know what I'm saying? I like it, y'all set up, like, you know, something like that. I like presentation. I like a nasty girl, too. Fast in the streets, you know what I'm saying? But nasty in them seats, for real. I mean, almost anything goes. I don't take that thing in the boot, the whole thing. All that, I heard some shit like that earlier, and I'm not with that. But
no, go ahead. We just laughing.
Tina.
Tina. Yeah.
You did your thing, babe. I like that.
Thank
but you. You didn't tell her what keeps you in the mood.
Hello?
What keeps me in the mood?
What keeps you in the motherfucking mood?
What keeps me in the motherfucking mood? Man, shit. As long as she continues with her presentation and she keeps giving me feedback, I'm giving her feedback. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stay in the mood. I might got them go two, three more times, baby. You know what I'm saying? For real.
So what brings you to your apogee?
I mean, for a man, you know, eventually we gonna reach our apogee in a goddamn way for us. Like, you know, we keep on going, but fast.
A lot of traffic. Caller 44552. You wanted to see the ATL. There she is. Talk to her.
What's good, ma?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you put it down. I got to give you props, you know.
Thank you.
I like that. I actually heard of you before. So,
okay.
You know, it's all good. You know, I do a little bit myself, you know. So I already called one time before and spit a little bit. But now I want to give it to you now. I want to give you the best head ever.
Oh, shit. Sean, get ready. Give me a towel, Sean.
You watch me sometimes between your legs. And I began watching her lips to see what she says when I'm giving her head. Oftentimes, she's speaking in gibberish. But I only understand English. When she be saying, oh, shit, serving her slowly to the music of her orgasm. And I know she's never had head like that. See, she used to them cats to lick it for a minute, get it wet, then hit it. But me, I'm in it because I'm trying to win it.
Oh, shit.
So, to me, it's my job to change her outlook. The more she comes, the more she utters. As my tongue enters
and hooks. Up to I tap, hurt, your neck. So I begin to point her, enjoys her, bring her to the point where she can enjoy man's persistence to please. So I'm accustomed to myself being on my knees. See, we, meaning me and her, go deep. Then erection, first thing in the morning. Or porno, we film climax after dark has gotten bored. We be chemistry. E equals MC squared. Eating equals multiple times you'll become.
Oh,
yeah, it don't rhyme, but you don't mind. While I write clear biography over her click, reading all her name on that shit. So that place be fitted to my face. And my space ain't got a better picture of this handsome good looks like the one I'm with her. Sucking down her honey and cream from her Oasis as her face says she's never had hair like this before. And the Joe, she'd be more and more while clinging to her claps as my tongue splits her saliva in half. Excuse me, I just wrote this. As long as it lasts, I'd be eating that ass. Slow or fast, not a moment will pass that she not know the best part of waking up is getting her nut. Because we be chemistry. For every reaction is reaction. And the more she comes, my day be better. Reading her lips, speaking in gibberish, and I only can understand English, but she be saying, ooh, shit. That's it. It's just written 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
10 minutes ago?
Wow.
Wow.
I was reading while I was listening to you.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, I'm speechless right now.
It's just too much going on tonight.
Yeah.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes.
Anything.
Can you handle me, Ma? Can you handle me?
I can handle.
Because I'm going to hold it down.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything.
I'm going deep. Like I'm going for a Hail Mary.
Hot Talk Radio, we have a wedding in 6 months. We're the responsibility of it. They have just made a love connection or a porn connection.
This dick game is like crack, Ma.
Oh, my goodness.
Every dick I hit, swear I put dope on it. Come on, you good, but trust me, you're not as bad as me. Because when your feet stomp the ground, you see me. Because when my feet stopped growing, my dick became the biggest part of my anatomy. I have you nutting from every position. I put you in. I was born to play, so it's only right I come to play. Your pussy can't wait for me to get in it. I'm not abusive, but I beat that pussy. And I eat that pussy up. Your man is wet. Your vagina, even though he's a pussy. What I reach, he can't tickle. Because nothing I'm doing, he ain't doing. So don't compare me to another nigga. Because I'm going to hold my down. I have you on your knees wanting to marry a nigga. I got a billion girls out there, but I choose you. There's a billion guys out there, but there's only one me. It won't fit. It's too wide. It's too thick. When I'm gobbling up that pussy, Mom, I eat everything. I don't spit. I'm just that sick. Just like swine flu. My stomach reminds you that these ain't rhymes, boo. This is what I'll do if I had the time to. Can I make this happen? If you got time, boo, send me a text or email. Do I think God gives to women? Hell yeah.
bless me. Wow, it's too explicit.
Wait a damn minute. I think you just wrote that just now.
Oh, it sounds like it to me, too.
Yeah, ma.
A little freestyle going on.
Hold up. This ain't the damn dating game. Hold on.
Ain't the dating game. I'm going to do it off the dome. It's your boy, King. Holla at me.
Haunting Wednesday.
I'm about to write me something down, goddamn.
This
is your boy, King. This Rock Out. It's your boy. Holla at me.
Hold on.
I told y'all I was going to hit you with the shit.
Hold on.
Latin lover. Yeah, that's me.
Excuse me. Let's realize we got other people that want to tell us about their situation. So hold on. Don't go nowhere, Tina. You, nobody. Nobody goes
nowhere. Let me, Tina.
Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. And it's hot in here tonight.
Come here, baby. Sometimes I just want to dance with you. Hold me like this.
High Talk Radio. It's Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. I want, I'm damn sure wild, and I'm fucking wet. It's been going down tonight. Sean, do you agree?
Yes, Lady Libra. Yes, yes, yes. The poets are bringing it. It's time for a gentleman to speak now. I need to hear something for a gentleman. This lady here has these men going wild. They're busting everywhere. I want to see if some man can make me bust.
Call him out. 404-931. Go ahead.
Yes, this is me.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you all doing?
We're
great. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm all right. It sounds like it's a real nice night to share some of these poems. I had these poems banned from my poetry sessions up in Virginia.
What?
I used to read these here and there, and it got interesting reactions. I ain't read these in a couple of years actually, so I'm gonna wipe the dust off of these and I'd like to check these out on y'all.
Hot Talk Radio, anything goes here. But before you get into your poem, we want to like to know what makes you wet.
Well, I didn't even think of the word wet, and man, just interesting. But what turns me on definitely is a woman with confidence, but coming into the bedroom with that same confidence, knowing that she's ready to please, and while also knowing that she's going to be pleased.
Oh, okay.
And that's what definitely turns me on, because once you're coming together, you're coming together to make a one strong bond. So her coming to me with that confidence, knowing that I'm giving her that same confidence, automatic turn on.
So what keeps you in the mood?
Keeps me in the mood? That same appeal. Because with that confidence also comes, I guess the young folks like to call it swag, but these are the times we call it style. Because that personality turns into that mood, so when she say the right things, if she does the nice little touches, nice little feels, not too aggressive, but just enough taste to it, to where you know what's coming, you know what's gonna be good for the night.
A little sweet.
You said what?
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say a little tart, but a lot of sweetness.
So what brings you to your Applejay?
What brings to my
Applejay, your climate?
Okay, let's make sure I heard that right.
Mm.
Wow, I say a lot because me, I'm an Aries, so you know.
Oh shit!
My libido is always up. It's always up, so it could be a number of things.
Don't fuck y'all Aries.
Hi Aries. Scorpio, you're not better.
Well, I have Scorpios, and I haven't been touched yet, so I'm just, I kind of just have put that out there.
Oh, you think? Wow.
But you know, I'm going to explore more Scorpios if that's the case, but at any rate.
I don't fuck with y'all, Aries. I don't fuck with y'all. I don't know y'all.
Well, I don't know y'all.
That's Lady Libra speaking. I don't know y'all.
That's
my exact opposite, and I don't know y'all.
I'm with Missing a Libra right now. I just broke up with one.
See what I'm saying? That's why I don't know y'all, motherfuckers. I need you to bring your poem because now I'm getting angry. Give me a blunt.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to let you know this one right here. This one right here is what locked down a couple of Libras, actually.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, I called it, this was named I Remember. I remember when you used to call me up on the phone. All alone at home in your bedroom, sheets covered, body uncovered, whispering to me with a moan, groaning, homing over the time they used to lay you down on the bed with one hand on that and the other on your leg. In between them, my seams had made a nice little place of comfort, warm and fuzzy like a fur coat in the wintertime, but just as moist as the spring. As I spring into action, tapping your insides like you always liked it, face first flushed into your body with curves like a vase, I saw that you always enjoyed my dives, never seeming to come back up for air. You rub your hands in the air, in my hair, tussling with the sheets as your feet curl. A world of difference when I flipped it and laced the limbs from behind. A subtle wine seems to seep as my slow pace gains speed. the creed of lovemaking and the declaration of pleasure, I made my endeavor to uphold them. As you do your best to hold yourself up, weakening at the knees, legs wetter than your back and forehead, the bed becomes extinct, and your sweat becomes your sheets. As that chill tingle swindles up and down your spine, spiking shingles of shocks in the singles of nerves laying throughout your body, I hardly hold anything back, thrusting into you my suggestions of shrieks and sighs. The signs of you releasing your gratification on top of me, your body says, thank you, as you moan my name one last time. Dining on your pleasures, I aim to give you more of a feast, filling you with feats of all kinds, becoming more of a beast with a cold mind. I would blank out as your shining of noise tickles my structure. You scream more as I continue the puncture, deadly as you told me I was with my dagger, dipping in and out of your open wound, liquid shearing over the bed like a crime scene, as we both lay weakened with remorse. While you're mimicking false intercourse, I'll reply, yeah, I remember.
I don't fuck with y'all. I don't fuck with y'all. I don't.
Love it, love it, love it.
I don't
love
fuck
it.
With them.
Wow. Thank
I don't
you.
Fuck
thank
them.
You. We were waiting for a man to bring it. I need you to, you know.
We had
a few men bring it, you know. But the. We had the men bring it.
I can't take it no more. Can you come over here?
No.
What?
Oh, I thought I was just going to invite him over to the studio.
He came into the studio?
Well, where y'all, where y'all at?
That's why I don't fuck with them, Aries. See, that's why I don't fuck with y'all.
Where y'all at?
Hold on. It's High Top Radio. Sean. Anything goes.
For that one there, we got.
I got to take a break. Give me a moment. We're coming back to everybody. It's High Top Radio. We're going all the way. We're going all the way tonight.
Thank you.
All right. I got a confession. I put that song on because I haven't answered any of my own questions tonight. And that's what gets me in the mood. A chocolate motherfucking man. Mm. For all y'all chocolate motherfuckers out there, get at me. That's what gets me in the mood.
Oh, really?
But you Sean. Have...
No.
No.
Lady Libra, you haven't answered your other question, sweetheart.
Well, I don't know what the question is.
What brings you to your Applejack?
What brings me to my Applejack? You want me to say it out loud?
Say it out loud. It's hot pot ready.
But my mama might be listening.
Hey, mama.
Oh, shit. Okay, fuck it. Daddy, I'm sorry. And anybody else that's a relative, it is what it is. Chocolate man gets me in the mood. Him touching me, rubbing me, caressing me, sucking me. Ooh, looking deep into my eyes, whispering sweet poetry, singing to me, believing in me, trusting me, knowing me, thrusting in me. Those are some of the things that keep me in the mood. Long strokes, slow strokes, deep strokes, passion, caressing my body, kissing me oh so gently, are what brings me to my apogee. Which is funny that I named my clothing line Apogee. Because I want to be bringing everyone to their peak in fashion, as well as their peak in between the sheets. Classy lady, out in public, plays no games behind the closet door.
Mm.
Can I stop now?
Yeah, you may stop. Mm. Professor, what do you think?
BCK. You all right?
I'm good.
Y'all all trying to get Tina and stuff, and I just don't know. I mean,
Wow.
I mean,
great topic tonight. We're having fun out here with this.
Wet.
Wow. And wanting Wednesday.
We're going to bring Tina on the line with another one of the gentlemen. With BCK. And I'm going to see which one of them got the best game that could win her. We're going to pay for the date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to see which one of them got the best poet.
On Hot Talk Radio?
On Hot Talk Radio.
Wow.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Hold up now.
I'm more, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
I'm going to write something up.
You better write something up, because I know what you can do.
You know what I'm saying? I can write something up real quick. You know, I can freestyle
a poem. Well, I want you to freestyle, because I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
That's coming straight out the top. You know what I'm saying? Straight off the top. But,
Tina.
You know,
I'm,
yes,
ma'am. Boy, it's bothering me a bit, man. I got to, you know, go deep into my, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to let me in and bring out the real, you know, I want to be real vivid for you.
You don't got these guys hot and bothered. They all want to spit poetry. Everybody on the line now. We got BCK. I mean, and to be honest, I write poetry, but I would not be reciting any of that poetry that I've written because... I just don't want to get into it tonight. I want to see what y'all got to do. So we got everybody on the line. We're going to take
Hello?
It. And we're going to see. Yeah, they hear you. We're going to see who can bring
yeah,
the best, hottest poem that's going to win a date with Miss Tina. We're going to let her choose.
So who's all online? How many people?
Tina, BCK, you, and 931.
I'm gonna put four balls in. Hold on, we gotta verify who's on the call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Poetic Gentleman.
Okay, now we got everybody on the line.
I've been on the line.
We're gonna see who's gonna do the better poetry to win a date with Miss Tina. And then the person that comes in the second place get a date with me.
All right.
All right. Let's do it then.
Let's do it.
So I'm up.
So let's see. Who wants to go first? 552-633-931 or BCK?
What?
Okay, BCK said he's going to go last. Okay, does 931-633 or 552 want to go first?
What?
Go ahead, poetic gentleman. Go ahead, poetic gentleman.
Poetic
gentleman. Okay, so I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, this right here is a piece. It's back in the day, my piece was named Bam Bam, so this one is called Bam Bam Put It On Her.
Wow.
On one dark evening on Lover's Lane, Tina set her eyes on Bam and immediately desired to know his name. He moves with impeccable precision and commands attention without demanding it. He's dark, handsome, and charming, and above the average man's understanding. So all of a sudden, they start to converse, and Bam offers to take her home. She replies, sure, secretly hoping to get to taste the sweet meat of Bam Bam's bomb. They walk through the front door, and she lays her head down on the pillow and shuts her eyes. The next thing she knows, she's naked and he's naked, and she feels something massive migrating between her thighs. After the escapade, Naomi breathes the words, I never knew it could feel this good. Then Bam replies, that's what happens when you get that good, boy.
Oh, shit.
Then all of a sudden, her left eye muscle gets a spasm, and her right leg begins to shake, signaling the aftershocks of her orgasmic quake. Then Bam said to her, Miss Lady, how much more do you think you can take? Because I'm still hard as hell. That was only round one for me, and I'm like a boxer. I'm good for 12.
Oh, shit.
Bam begins invoking and enticing her already undeniable sexual tension. Her body begins to whine and grind to project her sexy rendition. She now rolls over into her stomach as the sweat off her brow falls to her one pillow. She feels Bam Bam bodies hover over her, and he squeezes her nipples. The pleasant, smooth texture of Bam's lips greets the tenderness of hers as Bam's hand begins to caress her ridges and her curves. She lifts up, and the arch of her back kisses the bed's horizon. Her ass grinds against the cool but humid air, and Bam Bam's temperature is a steady rising. Tina's now fixed firmly in a doggy-style position. Bam's dogmatic instincts understands this invitation, so he quickly grabs her by the sturdiness of her waist. He kneels behind her as though she is an altar, and she are going to pray. And thus he bows his head, simultaneously tickling the small of her back, sending deep penetrating convulsions up the chill of her spine. Bam's touch becomes unbearable and her ass begins to whine. She now closes her eyes as she clutches the sheets tight, anticipating and bracing herself for what may happen to her tonight. Tina feels the hardness of his masculinity brush her ankles above her feet as he reaches grabbing his mountainous erection so Mrs. Honey Love and Mr. Diamond Lie can meet. He rubs the tip of his dick against the outer lips of her pulsating clitoris. He then whispers in their ear, brace yourself, because I'm about to destroy this.
Oh, shit.
Bam's inquisition lingers for an utter second as he digs deep into her chapel of ecstasy. Without giving her a morsel of time to reconsider, he begins to deep stroke her recklessly. His right hand grabs some of the links of her golden brown hair as he sternly grabs her by the like a wrecking back failure, like he just don't care. She moans and groans as he bones and groans. He is now in complete control and she loves it. He plunges his pipe so good that the wood of the headboard nearly cracks on her coochie, gloves it. After a while, Bam feels himself about to come, so he grabs the reins and gives his all. The bed is slamming against the bedroom wall. Bam, 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 bam. It's ass and reins until the climatic sensation becomes unbearable, and all he can grip now is ass as Tina throws it back at him, so vulnerable. He holds onto her pelvis so tight that he creates a mixture of pain and pleasure, which ultimately elevates her horniness to an immeasurable measure. His pelvis stammers back and forth as she bucks, taking him in deeper into her with every stroke as he fucks. All of a sudden, she feels a graveling in her throat from the force of a caged scream. To hide the scream, Tina buries her face in the now cool pillow as her coochie continues to cream. Tina tries to conceal her scream. Bam's wood feels so good, it draws tears. Mentally, Tina has to salute Bam as the best dick she's ever gotten in all her years. Naturally, Bam buffs howling towards the vaulted ceiling. Bam's in beast mode now. All of a sudden, he just gets that feeling. The moon is full as his gaze peeps through the semi-open blinds into a bedroom where history just got made. Bam made Tina come not once, but seven times. Both bodies collapse, both heaving from exhaustion from steamy hot sex. Now Tina knows she's finally found herself a rough neck in the sheets who can keep her anticipating what's next. Tina lays there naked as she closes her eyes, only to wake up till the next morning in her same club apparel and to see that her little rendezvous with Bam was a bunch of subconscious lies. So she opened her eyes and she looked to her left for Bam and she noticed he was never really there and she mumbles under her breath, damn. And to her demise, Bam actually just dropped her off and left because to Bam, taking an intoxicated coochie is just pure theft.
Oh,
wow.
You know what? Oh, I can't take it.
Bam.
She's saying bam, I'm saying damn. Tina, you are the motherfucker. I hope you, you know what? It don't even matter who comes in second because these motherfuckers are bringing it.
Because
whoever comes in second gets to go out with me. So, okay, who next?
Damn, when you write that, man. Shit, I gotta sit down and write something. I was gonna throw some shit. Damn, thought this shit out. Thought this out. Hello?
We here.
Yeah, we here.
Oh, okay. Damn. So who's up? Let me see. Any other people on the line?
Who's up? Damn, down. Shit. Are you serious?
I'll just tell you like this. Shit, this thing got damn. He read all three of our poems all together. So short novel, short story ass motherfucker.
God,
yeah.
The goddamn movie tonight.
B2K, whatever, shit. Nigga, we ain't even got to say nothing else.
Motherfucker, he done said it for us.
Yeah, you a motherfucker. You know that. You know what I said? I don't think I can say the same. You and me, we be one. You be I, and I be you. As I climb on top of you, and kiss you all over from head to toe. And I flip you, and kiss you all over your back. Yes, and even your crack. because I'm just that sick, like I'm a crack. Kissing you all over, sucking on you, licking on you, kissing you on the eye. I throw you up and place you on my face. As you mount up to ride. While I'm sucking the life out of you, you begin to make sweet passionate moans. Notice that you're becoming wetter and wetter. You can begin to squirt till I continue to suck. Then I push you up because you almost made me bust a nut. Just by sucking on you, those sweet nectars, I don't know where you've been or who you've been fucking with. It could have been my boy Poetic Justice over there with all that shit he seen. With me, I'm a real nigga. I ain't got to spit the whole movie. I'll caress you, kiss you, rub you passionately, to eat you the fuck out. That's what I'll do. Yeah, that shit's online, but who cares? That nigga just took me out of the mood and ran my battery dead listening to this shit.
Oh, wow. All right. All
right.
It's so textual tonight.
I tried to be easy.
Whoever is texting, we hear you. It's textual, sexual, anything goes tonight. It's time to call radio later.
It goes tonight.
What?
Well, I got to get ready to get up off here. I'm just going to say what I called to say like an hour ago for you, Miss Blog Talk. You know, this is your boy, King. So I was just going to enjoy having fun. Y'all about to get me in trouble while I'm at work. But I just want to let you know I make love to my poetry. I make love to my spoken word. It begins with a phrase or a metaphor with my freaky foreplay collective thoughts. It arouses me to go deep in the soul. Such places in your heart, your mind, you have long ago retired. It inserts explosive emotions that make you chum with pulsating poetic flows that I write and write and write until I release an organic monologue of suggestive subliminal signals or messages, surrender of your soul. You ready? I swoon and I sway the pen to the strokes of silent words embedded in my cerebellum, to the vacancies of space on my paper. The methodical movement of the manic scribbles, shouts and screams, messages with substance that satisfies the essence of my being. Oh, your consciousness is captive and can only be set free with my composed creativity. Your body conquers into the fetal position from the vigorous eroticisms of ejaculation of words that I thump through my love canal. It oozes a thick dialect with a milky accent, liquid splurge of language that you can smear all over your body until it becomes one with you. As I bask in diminishing thrills of arouse, in the text of my mind, my venom, vibrant vocabulary of illicit, but softly sputtered sounds solidify my intense, erratic feelings of pure pleasure that is passionately personified through spoken word. I make love to my pen, that makes love to my paper, that makes love to the rhythms of written words that emerge to captive audiences. Listens and stimulations of emotions are felt by all who themselves in a picture-perfect poetic performance of words that speak and finds its way into a magical spot of which you hold tightly to masturbate with your words in your mind, only to exhale with an understanding of the power of spoken word. That's how I make love.
You did two bars.
BCK.
I'm still working.
He's still working.
Imagine that.
Yo, T, what up? Hello?
Hello?
Tanya.
Tina?
I'm still here.
Tina? Oh, sorry. Tina, my bad. I've been on hold so long. I just got derailed by that long-ass poem you said. I was just playing. It's all funny games. I want to hear yours, man.
I mean, it seemed like a battle.
Man,
you
can just dome it. Whatever. I was just bullshitting at first. So. I dome another one still.
Oh, okay. Not like that. We doing one or two.
BCK still working on his, so he's still working. So we still got him still in the competition.
I got to come off. You know what I'm saying? I got to come off. Man, these fellas come with it.
I'm ready. All right. Keep going, whatever.
Dragon.
All right, is that okay? Do another one?
Go right ahead.
All right. This one right here is called She Put It On Me. I told her, I'm leaving. Because we always be getting into it. I walked towards the door and put my hand on the knob, but she was like, no, don't you do it. So I walked up to her and I looked her in the eye and I asked her, and why not? And she looked me dead in my eye and said, because I'm hot. And so she got on her knees, and she grabbed my hips, and she forced my dick in between her lips. And she sucked and sucked and sucked and sucked and sucked and sucked until my balls damn near erupt. Hot come escaped the mouth, and she told me, uh-uh, there's no way you're leaving my house. I mean, she swallowed every drop. She kept on sucking to my knees a lot. So then I palmed the back of her head and said, how's that sweet meat taste? She grabbed my dick and started slapping her cheek with it on her face. I was fucking the mouth, there was no doubt. She went down to the dirty south where the freaks come out. My dick was in the back of her throat like a plunger till she damn near choked. But she held on tight. She was determined not to lose this fight. No, not tonight. She made love to my dick with her tongue. I told her, spill on it, get nasty with it, sloppy, have fun. She slurped and swallowed as I moaned and hollered. She would not stop slopping and mopping my top. She took my balls and began to tease. Then all of a sudden I became weak in the knees. Then I collapsed down to the floor, but she didn't feel sorry for me. That only inspired her to do more. So then she climbed on top, and she rolled my dick with the rhythm of the tick-tock of the clock, like tick-tock, tick-tock. Tick, tock, tick, hop. Then my eyes rolled to the back of my head as I grabbed the thighs and started kicking and shaking my legs because she put it on me, y'all. Hot damn. She put it on me.
All I got to say is 6, 7, 8, 9, 4, 9.
I live in Riverdale. I know you got something else to get back to this. You know what I'm saying? Because my boy Polo over here, he looking lonely. He miss you. He wants you to say something else to him. Me and Sean over here finna start throwing water and ice at each other. Damn, you had to hit me in the head with the light. Come on, Tina. Bring something for Polo. BCK listening. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bring something else. You know, represent the ladies.
All right. I guess they're ready for this one.
Oh, shit.
It's called Mouth Music.
Uh-oh. Mouth Music.
He rapping on the mic.
Here we go.
Mouth Music.
Make music with your mouth, please. Come and make music. Mouth Music with me. You giving me or I'm giving you the satisfaction of enjoying, exploring the sounds and rhythm of each other's song. Giving mutual genital kisses are quite wonderful. It turns me on. Let's enjoy taking turns for our ultimate orgasm will be much better, listening to us breathing heavier, our bodies engaging into ultimately masturbating on our own measures. Let's continue on with our song. You begin by allowing those soft, full lips to touch against those which are fat beyond my pelvic bone and hum until I crescendo. Usually I don't mind initiating, but since you've started, play that funky music for me, homeboy.
Oh,
place your lips upon my wet, warm essence. Allow the tip of your tongue to taste the sweetness within and begin to consume me. Explore me. Find my delicate pink pearl and trumpet me. Grab on, hold me firmly, for the intensity from my big finale can be quite A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. So, amazing for you. She likes to play peekaboo, a little sweet taboo. And just for the excitement, grab a reed and place it firmly against her and proceed to practice your scales persistently within my bar lines and saxophone me off any cliff you feel the need to. I'm with you, boo. Take me there. Let me forte. Now, it's my turn. I want to taste you repetitiously. I want to take you within my mouth and swallow you like a whole note in taking you really deeply. Play hard with my tonsils against your head, vibrating each chord and every note with my throat against your shaft until you accidentally quarter stroke me into a half choke right before your final solo. Held into my mouth with our until your notes miraculously combine into the warmth similar to honey and cinnamon spices surrounding the air at the fall concert in mid-October. You can't help but to enjoy the relaxation of this aroma. Lay back now. I need to finish my solo grande on your trombone. You feeling the craft within my hands as I slide to each note while softly buzzing upon your mouthpiece. Now that feels quite nice, right? Are you still with me, boo? I want to take you there. Let me hear you crescendo again. Make music with your mouth, please. Come and make music, mouth music with me. Let me explore your mind and become your wildest fantasy. Let me fulfill your every desire and need. Allow me to make mouth music. Mouth music, please. Please, make music with me.
Hello?
Girl, you here. Where you at? I'm coming. I'm finna get to you. You getting straight tongue ass in front of back.
Where are you?
Do I need to recite some poetry?
Please.
Hey, Miss T, where you at?
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I got that shit wrote down. I'm at work, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Everybody, catch a bubble. Catch a bubble. 1 second. Catch a bubble.
Hello?
Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat with a 97 pimp flow. Gotta feel it when you smoke it when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure, astonishing as Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind, let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world and let me touch that food. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a modeling role. Still a player, know you got it when you climb up from the bottom to the top of the pole. Plus you can pop a control. Your fatty's so accurate when I'm slacking and just making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media, baby, you need a better man. He cover politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, here's the Fetty Confetti. Come on and get drunk with the money, homie.
Thank you.
teach him a lesson. I take shots of adrenaline, cause that's the way I receive immunization against the recession. I got the muscle off of my hustle and flow money. An entrepreneur with ways to get more money. So don't be tripping whenever you see me throw money. It's just a little bit of show money. But if you want me to get it wet another way, then I'ma have to meet it up. I'm gonna play with your girl. Touch your ears and your neck and play with your pearls. Then I'll reach up in your pants and play with your pearls. When I lay it down, you ain't gotta be running and faking on me, baby, cause I know it takes the right touch. I'm gonna see you wet in the covers because I gotta keep them fucking till I see a lot of white stuff. Now you got me excited, I can't hold it. That feeling is coming, I'm about to let up and explode. Let it ride when I see you animating and shaking. Now when I touch your body, you catch a convulsion. That's what I know I'm doing when I'm supposed to. You chose me, I chose you. Don't be trying to get it wet, I told you. I'm gonna let the twist rain down on you.
So I'm gonna take her step to the left foot. That's the key. Well, I don't know. It's gonna pop. What you say?
Can you be my daddy?
Okay. Hot Talk Radio, Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. I don't think that this night could end. Sean.
It's a great night, great look. We think every
We got callers calling in. We got people wanting to recite poetry. We cannot end this. We can't. So I'm going to let you know in the event, because I only booked this show for 2 hours tonight. Anything goes. We don't know how they're going to shut us down or what have you. But you're going to catch us back here tomorrow, same time, same place. To Talking Trash Thursday. Same topic, same mood, same everything. Because you know what? I think there's some more ladies out there that want to get a chance to talk a little bit with Tina. I got another young lady I'm going to bring online who's going to say some poetry. And then we're going to pick this up tomorrow because, you know what? One night of this just ain't going to do it for me. It's
man,
wet.
We got to save the day, I promise you.
Uh-oh.
Bring that heat for you. For real.
I hope y'all heard that. Same time tomorrow, same place. Let everybody know. Be posting it everywhere. HotTalkRadio.com. Check us out on the fan page. On Facebook, check us out on Tag, MySpace, tweet, we all over everywhere. We doing it. So I'm going to go to the caller and recite her poetry, and we're going to pick this up tomorrow at the same time, same place.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm great. This is an amazing talk show. I didn't even know until, like, today. A friend of mine told me to call in and spit a little bit, so I was like, sure, why not? Let's see how this goes. But I'm feeling you. Y'all doing your thing.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Don't make me do this every day because, you know what, I can never get enough of hot talking.
I mean, if it has to be, then it has to be.
Long as you backing us, boo. Long as you backing us.
That's what it is. All right, well, my poem is called Requirements. Oh, Lord. Of course, somebody's going to call me now. Anyway, my poem is called Requirements. You ready?
I'm ready, boo.
Okay. If you don't meet the requirements, then don't waste either of our time. Money. I have my own, and I can take care of myself. I need you to have your own so you can take care of yourself. So that when we come together, we can take care of each other. And it's not me supporting you or you supporting me, but it's we supporting us. Look, I'm repping you. When I go out, because you're my man, I decide I want to dress nice, get my hair right, look tight, nails done, toes done, and in them heels, you know, the ones you like, why would you expect me to think that you was going to do what you want to do? Why can't you dress up, too? That's what I expect, because you repping me, right? I'm your girl. You need to rep me just as hard as I rep you. Education. I'm not an Einstein, and I don't expect you to be either, but my future kids will be bright. And so in order for us to get that together, you got to know something. Come with me. Let's go on a journey of education and learn from each other, from books, wherever we learn. Gotta have education, or where you going in this world? God. God is not debate. Either you have a strong relationship with him, or don't bother me at all. Love. I need to know that you can't leave without me, because I can't live without you. If you don't feel that you can't leave without me, then why are we together? Why aren't you able to some jump off? I need to know that I mean the world to you, because that's how I feel about you. And that's the kind of love that'll take me through the years with you. If you're still interested, then knock. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Shola.
Shola. We're going to end the show. We're going to call you back.
Okay.
I'm going to play a little music, and I'm expecting everyone back tomorrow.
Yes.
We have the numbers. We're going to try to work around this. But I'm going to go ahead and close out on a good note for those that are listening live. Thanks for listening to Hot Talk Radio. Anything goes. Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. Which one are you?
Get ready. Ha ha. Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go, it's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent. A.K.A. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Four.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes. Hey.
Hi. Hi. So, basically, the show is still recording, but it is not record. It's not recording live.
I'll tell you that.
So, what we would prefer to do is to
bring
it back tomorrow.
Okay.
Same time, same place. It's probably going to be even more hotter because as we advertise, we'll get more and more calls, more and more hits.
Okay.
It's going down. Is that cool with you?
That's cool with me.
We have your number.
Okay.
We'll probably call you back later on. But you just want to make sure that, you know, you're able to work with us tomorrow because everybody's, you know, giving us hand claps.
We thank you, Tina.
We thank you
for
so
joining
much.
Us tonight.
Oh,
you know,
you're
probably
welcome.
Eat. We love it. We love it. We loving the energy. This is Sean speaking with you.
Okay.
Again, we took down your number. We will be giving you a call.
And
we're
going to get your email address, and we're going to send you some stuff because we're trying to incorporate that in our program as well. We're trying to bring something new for everyone to listen to, and we want to keep it young, spicy, hot, and fun, and we're going at it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
thank you and good night.
Yes.
You're welcome. And I was going to say, I think you need to go ahead and do something, too. I want to hear you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
You want me to say, okay, I have one, but it's not as deep as yours. It was about a situation, an encounter that I had. So can I just do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not talking about like now. I'm talking about on your show. Like, I want to hear you because you say you do poetry, and I love poetry.
I do write poetry. Yes, I do. And just so happened, none of my poetry was pretty much erotic.
Okay.
But I've always been a fan of erotic poetry. I mean,
okay. So
we're going to call you from the other line, and we're going to get your email address and your contact information so that you'll have it to let everybody know where you stand some of your poetry at.
Okay.
Because this is official. We're not going anywhere.
Okay. And I'm going to have to give you, because the number that's coming up, is that like a 404 number?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because that's actually, I'm in a house, that's a landline, because I didn't want to hang up on my cell phone. I actually have a cell phone that goes directly to me.
Okay, go ahead.
That one. Okay, that one is 678.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Can we call you on the landline because it's still recording?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Sure.
So we can call you on the landline. Okay, so we're going to call you on the landline,
and
then we'll get the cell phone number.
Okay, cool.
Nice talking to you, sweetie.
The same.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Okay, so.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it Shala?
Hey.
Is it Shala?
Yeah, this is Shola, yeah.
Shola. Okay, Shola. This is Sean and this is Lady Libra from Hot Talk Radio. We're off. This is Sean and Lady Libra.
Okay, got you.
And we're calling from Hot Talk Radio. We're off the air completely now, it seems. We just took down your number. We're hoping that you'll join us tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll give you a call tomorrow, tonight, and get your email address and send you some more invites out, okay? We're glad to appreciate you for joining us tonight.
Oh, I had so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that way you can let everyone know that you'll be with us tomorrow.
Definitely.
Let all your friends know.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay. Hot Talk Radio.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Hello? Oh, it's because I'm on it. I'm on the phone, like, I'm trying to get somebody my email so they can email me back.
No, we're going to call you. We're calling
you
off air.
Okay. I'll see y'all tomorrow then.
Okay.
All right, bye.